Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Making progress quite a bit. That was Kentucky Ag Commissioner James Comer's take on 2014. He was visiting at the Kentucky Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association's joint annual conferences in Lexington a few days ago.
The numbers keep getting better. Our organic certified producers grew by 20% last year. The farmers markets continue to grow. We have 159 farmers markets now in the state in 106 counties. Sales continue to grow. We have 2,500 vendors at our farmers markets in the state. So with respect to the people that are here at this conference, I think we've had a good past 12 months.
So there's progress with direct-to-consumer sales at farmers markets and in building the Kentucky Proud brand. In early December, Kroger made major announcements on a cooperative effort with the Ag Department and Kentucky Proud Products.
We worked very hard to get Kroger to buy into making a big investment in Kentucky Proud. They agreed to do a one-time investment in that. We were hopeful that the sales would be good, but we were blown away with how good the sales have actually been thus far in the first 6 weeks of the Kentucky Proud launch at Kroger. Kroger is here today to try to sign more contracts with more Kentucky farm families.
We'll have a related feature story in a few days on a specific development in that effort with Kentucky blueberry growers. We'll be right back.
Behind every Kentucky Proud product you buy, cook, or use, behind every farmer's market.
We're the Paul family from Paris.
We're the O'Briens.
We're the Turners from McLean County.
Whatever you're shopping for, whether it's beef, poultry, pork, dairy, vegetables, fruit, or anything else, there's a Kentucky farm family working for you.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
At the recent joint annual meetings of the state fruit and vegetable groups, Ag Commissioner Comer made a point to encourage farmers to express to their state legislators the importance of and need for continued investments through the state ag development process.
And that's something Farm Bureau deserves a lot of credit for, educating our legislators in the effectiveness of the tobacco settlement funds. From the very beginning, we dedicated 50% of the master settlement agreement to agriculture.
In horticultural production and about every other form of farming, he says, that master settlement process continues to build a foundation for success.
The Ag Development Board continued to make investments for the Horticulture Council, Kentucky Proud Program, the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association, and a lot of individual projects across the state that will add to the bottom line of farm sales for the state.
Commissioner of Agriculture, James Comer. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.